Folks, this is Dave Gahary on FTJ Media, and this is a special broadcast. It's a special emergency broadcast. It's not an emergency, but it is a special broadcast because it's not a normal show, normal scheduled programming. But I have a new friend of mine with me who is one of these guys that you just like right away. And I'm a pretty good judge of character. And right off the bat, I'll know if somebody's cool. And this guy is very cool. And it's great to meet him. And you're all going to meet him tonight. Some of you may know him. Some of you may not. But let's bring him aboard and say hello to Phil. Hey, Phil.
Hey, mate. How you going?
All right. All right. So we're good on the microphone and the headset. Everything's good. That might have been on my end. Who knows? But we would have started.
No, because it started working when we came to here.
Yeah, who knows? At any rate, that's why we're a couple minutes late. But it's okay. Phil, let's start. You know, from the beginning, let the listeners know your name, when you were born, where you were born, and some significant events in your life. Get into as much or as little detail as you want. And then up to the point where you began to recognize the eternal enemy.
All right. So my name is Philip Simpson. Born Australia, live Australia. However, it's not the country I grew up in. It's a completely different country now. This is not Australia. I grew up, I'm an autistic man. I grew up as a kid that didn't know he was autistic. I have ADHD as well. And this is obviously vaccine related injuries when I was a kid. It affected me bad. However, I'd always been really good with music. So I didn't go past year seven. That was it pretty much. And then I went to university. I got a sound degree and everyone's like, what's that got you? Yeah, well, I can make music very, very fast. Can anyone else? I done 25 songs in one day. So, and I don't think I've done anyone else that can really do that and push that. But I grew up in a very multicultural, mainly Aboriginal area. And I went to a school that was predominantly Abbo, and they, I was picked on a lot because I'm white. And so I was bullied a lot because of being different also. They, I went to university, got the sound degree, done a lot of music and was doing music pretty well. I had Eminem's people talking to me. I had, there was Suge Knight's people were talking to me. There was heaps of different types of people talking to me wanting to do music. But unfortunately, my ex-girlfriend was an alcoholic and I stopped drinking and she put me in jail because she was drunk and lied about abuse and it didn't happen. I've never hit a woman in my life. I went to jail and then when I got out, I pretty much lost everything. So I didn't have my music equipment anymore or anything like that. And I just pretty much gave up on that. And then I started doing ghost hunting and I started getting big on that as well. Because, you know, I don't cut my videos and I don't give a fuck what I say either. I speak the way I am now. I'll swear. I don't care. And I'll joke around on there and stuff. So I got a big following on there. However, in 2020... I had become a proud boy and I was like, this thing's getting interesting. And one day on YouTube, I was live and I was like, I think the Jews are trying to kill the white people. Boom. Next day, my fucking YouTube was shut down. That was it. Gone. I'm just like, well, I must have been fucking right. And however, I listened to my music, and back in 2002, I believe it was, or three, I made freestyles, and in it, I said the Jew, nah, not my friend. So I've always had it in my head that they're not, I don't like them, you know, they're different from us. They're not the same and they don't associate with us. And that was weird to me. However, I grew up in a lefty environment and I was going lefty. And that point where I was like, hold on, what the fuck? Like that, my whole life changed. I was like, wow. And then I went live in during the pandemic with a mask on, without a mask on, I should say, in a shopping center, walking around. They said, you have to sit down and you have to eat. So I stood up and ate. And they're like, you can't do that. I was like, why? And they're like, we cornered this area off because you can't be in it because of COVID. I was like, where's COVID? Is he coming today? So, I'm just like, the cops came and arrested me live. It was politically motivated 100%. It was because I was making them look like fucking idiots. And then I went to jail for 65 days, I think it was. And I lost the place I was living. I nearly lost my cat and stuff. And then I moved into a caravan in the back of my mate's house. And it was a shitty rundown caravan, leaked and shit. And I lived there for 2.5 months, at which the counterterrorism goon squad came in, pulled out the door, would have nearly ripped off the caravan, and with machine guns held to my head. Now, we don't have weapons in Australia. They got machine guns to my head? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is bullshit. I had like 40 cops there for one. They held fucking guns at kids' heads too. They pointed them straight at the fucking kids' heads. We didn't point the guns at the kids, but the people that lived there told me different. They're like, yep, definitely happened.
Let me jump in a second. Is caravan like the Australian word for like a motorhome?
Trailer.
Yeah. That you can live in. Gotcha. Okay.
Like trailer park?
Yep. Yep. Gotcha. All right. And you were jailed for 65 days, you said?
For not wearing a mask, yes.
And when was this?
In 2020.
2020. And do you remember the time of the year?
August. No, I got out in August, so it was June.
June. And what's it like in Australia during those months?
It was fucking bullshit.
I mean the weather wise.
Oh, cold.
It's cold.
Not extremely cold compared to like some places like Alaska or some shit, but like in Australia it gets some where I was living was getting to -5. That's Celsius though.
Right. So that's pretty damn cold. And
yeah.
So did they have like a trial for you for not wearing a mask, or did they just?
No. They took me to jail and I had other charges that I was pleading not guilty on. And they're saying that I didn't go to court. However, they give me 2 court cases on the same day. And I've got it on YouTube, I believe, and Odyssey, that they literally lied in court to put me on a suspended sentence, right? They had to justify while I was in jail. Now, I couldn't get legal aid either. So when I went to court, I had to represent myself. This is happening again now. I'll get to that, though.
Right.
Okay,
so they sentenced you to 65 days behind bars. Correct. Had you ever been in jail before this?
Yes. Yes, I was in jail before that because of the ex-girlfriend.
Right. Okay. How long was that?
I grew up. That was 18 months. But I'd been in jail before that too for drink driving. I used to be an arsehole. I grew up in a lefty house in a shitty neighborhood. I was not a good person growing up, and I admit that. I grew up with Aboriginals. So I had fucking, like, people go, you're an Abbo and shit. What you got to realize about me is that I grew up from by their law, I am. However, I'm 100% Irish. You get that out of 7 generations. I'm still 100% Irish. Anyone that says, go get a DNA test, I'm going to say, get fucked. I'm not giving my DNA to the Jews. The right. Jews get that shit.
Right.
Like, fuck you. Look at me. Look at the way I look.
You look like Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull.
I don't know American shows.
What year were you born?
83.
Jeez. Well, Jethro Tull is one of my favorite bands. Ian Anderson.
Oh, it's a band.
He played the flute. Great band. They did that song Aqualung, I think in like 1971. Anyway, you look like him a little bit.
He sounds sexy.
So here you are. By the way, first let me ask you this. Most folks, you know Australia is pretty, it looks pretty damn big on the map. Which part of the country are you from? You know, is north, south, east, west?
I'm in Victoria.
Yeah, where is that exactly in Australia?
Okay, hold on. This is telling me my shit's too noisy, so I'll turn it down.
Okay.
Is that better?
No, you sounded fine before.
I live in Victoria, Australia, like south of Victoria, where it's actually colder here than it was when I was telling you where I was living.
Right.
When I went to jail. And it's where I live is on pretty much on Port Phillip Bay. So yes, I'm Phillip, living on Port Phillip Bay. Oh, can I get, thank you. Named after the Whites. Thank you.
Okay. Let me take a look at, I just want to see, it's Victoria, you said?
Yeah.
Victoria, Australia. Let's just take a look. Okay. So that's good. All right. Let me shrink this map. So you're like at the southeast, you know, corner of Australia. You're way down there. You're close.
But I'm from Queensland. I'm from Queensland.
Okay. Queensland. Let's see if I could find that here.
Just go up two states.
I see. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Got it. All right. And of course, in Victoria is Melbourne.
Yes.
And what's significant about Melbourne? Is it pronounced Melbourne or Melbourne?
Oh, we're Aussie, so I don't know.
Well, how do you guys say it?
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Okay. Melbourne. What's significant about that? Is it a city? Is that what
it's the second biggest city in Australia, I believe, this one.
After Sydney?
So Sydney. Yeah, after Sydney. Yeah.
Okay.
We had the dictator Dan in here.
Asshole. Yeah. Okay. Right.
I wasn't living here. I had the WOG dictator up in Queensland, a female WOG dictator.
What was her name?
So, Anastasia Palace Slut.
Yeah. Palace Shack.
Her last name is Palace Shack. I call her Palace Slut.
That Dan guy he's one of these guys that you just look at him and you hate this guy. And you wonder how it is that such an asshole, such a like, there are words for him that I can't think of right now, but whatever, just a douchebag. And one of these guys you just want to smack.
I think the word is cunt.
Yeah, cunt. That's it. Right. I was thinking of something else, but cunt's perfect.
Or in our language, us saying dog, if we call each other dog, that's not a good word. So in our world, he was just a complete fucking dog.
Yep, exactly. Complete fucking
dog. That's just like saying scum. Piece
scumbag,
of shit,
you know? Scum of the earth, right. But really, like, just one of these guys who can rub you the wrong way. What was the asshole's last name again?
Andrews.
Yeah. So let's. Oh, what a piece of shit. Let me just bring this piece of shit up for the listeners. Oh, my God. And this guy's gone. Is he still in public life or is he out?
Oh, he just got awarded for what he done.
For fucking the Australians. During COVID, what award did the asshole get?
He got fucking awarded for, I can't remember what it was. It's like some prestigious award. Like, what the fuck? What did you give him? Nah. What we need for that type of guy is something hanging off that light pole at the front.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Of course. Of course. 100%. Now, look at this. Dan Andrews' pandemic response is rated the worst in Australia as fed-up Victorians turn on their leader. 36% of Vic respondents unhappy with COVID response. Western Australia rated the best with 85%. So Australia is, I guess it's kind of, and there's that scumbag. Let me see if I can zoom in on this piece of shit.
Yeah, look at him.
Ugh, just a, and that's actually a good picture of him, right?
Tell me that don't look like a pedophile to you.
Oh, fuck yeah, of course. Here, yeah. See, I want to get an uglier picture. That one, he looks almost human. Let me just see here. Look at this piece of shit right here.
No, he doesn't.
That's it. Well, he
that's a pretty questionable nose, too.
Look at this. You're right. Look at this. Watch. Look at this one. This one. This one's pretty good. How does that look?
That guy. Oh, he's an ugly cunt.
Looks like a fucking piece of shit. He pissed me off. I'm not even from there. And this motherfucker really pissed me off what he was doing to people. How he was talking down to Australians.
Yeah.
So Australia then, is it similar to the United States as far as like, you know, like it, the United States is supposed to be a constitutional republic where the states are sovereign and they are to a great point. Is it like that in Australia as well?
So it's meant to be a sovereign country with, like, I guess the states do their own things. However, I can see your screen, whatever you do.
Yeah.
However, it
disappeared.
Every time you
bring something up, I didn't do that. It did it itself. I wanted to see that cunt there, but the website did something. But go ahead.
What I'm saying is my computer's really, really shit. So it's people will see it that I'm buffering or whatever.
Oh no, you're doing good, man.
I'll let everyone know what happens soon. But yeah, pretty much I had my shit taken off me, so we'll get to that though.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So is like in Australia, is the central government powerful or are the different states more powerful?
Well, it's meant to be a federal government that's meant to be in charge, and it's not. What it is it's a I don't know where to start here. There's so much to say, but let's start with the fact of what happened during COVID by locking the borders down and stuff like that. That's illegal by federal law. It should have been stopped by the Prime Minister, and it wasn't. Right, he should have stepped in and said, "Fucking open them now, or you're fucking getting arrested." Right, the feds should have stepped in and done their job, but the feds don't fucking do their job. Now, why is this? Let me answer you this: why is it that feds are coming after white people? Because they're fucking Jews. Why is it that the feds have to go to Auschwitz after they get trained in fucking Israel? Because they're Jews.
So the feds are Jews?
Yes.
Or they're like Shabbos Goy, they're tools of the Jew.
That too. There's some of them, obviously. Some wannabe Jews. You will never be one, so why try to be one? Even the ones that are now are not real ones. The real ones were the Palestinians and shit like that. Any that said that they were a Jew was the real Jew. They're not fucking Jews. They're Europeans. They're pieces of shit from fucking Russia.
Right. So you didn't know about all this, prior to 2020, right?
No. I hadn't seen Battle of Europa or nothing. Like even some of the stuff now, I still can't watch it. It hurts me what our people did to their people. So
yep, I know.
Yeah, and I'll keep going from 2020, right?
Well, so, yeah. So 2020. You, before we go past that, I just want to ask you: you're in there for 65 days, which, you know, relative to the other times, it wasn't a lot, right? It's just like 2 months. And
yeah,
what was that like? Was there like a routine? Did it? Did the routine change, or was it pretty much the same every day?
Well, because of my mental health, my autism and stuff, I get put in a mental health unit. No matter what some Antifa reckons on Twitter, I get put in I don't go to like protection or anything like that. I get put in mental health because of the way I am. And so it's really boring. You wake up, you are pulled out, or not pulled out, like they let you out the door. In the mental health wing, it's all right. You don't have to get out of bed and stuff. You can stay in and shit. But I stayed in a lot because I just didn't want to talk to any fucking junkies and shit. However, like, it's just like they let you out and you do nothing all day. You walk up and down our exercise yard. That's it. They don't give you fuck all to do. United Nations came to Australia and they said that our jails are on par with Ukraine and Somalia.
What does that mean exactly?
We get tortured. And the reason why they came to look at our prisons is because there's an American guy in jail and he rang his mum and said he's been, like, his mum done an international call and shit, and he said he's being fucking tortured. I'm being tortured here. They literally torture you in here. If the screws don't like you, they'll lie about you to a prisoner and they'll get you bashed. They don't care. It's disgusting. It's like, it's the same, like, a lot of people get bashed for no reason. These screws are getting let off for like attempted murder and shit on people when they're the ones that are doing it. If I done that in real life, I'd go to jail.
The screws are the guards?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, you don't have to be sorry.
Old language, you know, the screws are guard, 4B8's my cellmate.
Right. So. Yeah, you don't have to be sorry. This is the way you talk. I should be sorry because I didn't know it. So, okay. So you were in there for 18 months. It wasn't that bad. But obviously there's a lot of cruel people in there. That's what it sounds like.
I was in that one for two and a bit months, whatever. I was there about 2 months and 10 days. I think I was in there for that one. And I had to plead guilty.
For not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Were there other people in that jail or prison who were in there for the same reason?
No one. I was the only one that I know of that's been arrested for that in Queensland. And then they used old charges against me that didn't, like, I'm in jail and I got legal advice but no legal representation. The lawyer was like, what the fuck are you doing in jail? What the fuck is literally, she's sitting there going, what the fuck is going on? Why are you in fucking jail? I was like, because I didn't wear a mask and I was live in a shopping center. She goes, this is fucking disgusting. She's like, rang people up and shit for me and then tried to get me it. And they're like, no, we're not going to give him. He doesn't deserve it. You know, even though I literally did nothing wrong. It's fucking disgusting. Like, then I got out and I put it on YouTube what they said I was being charged for, and it showed nothing but lies. I tried to get on a bus once and pay cash. He's like, we don't accept cash. I was like, well, I can't buy a ticket because you don't have a ticket machine. He's like, I don't care. Get off the fucking bus like that. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say, cunt? Don't swear at me. I'm very respectful, but as soon as somebody swears at me, I'm not going to be nice to them at all. They turn into a piece of shit that I want to spit on, you know. And the way he spoke as a public servant, he was actually forced to do training because of it by Clark's buses in Queensland. And I was put in jail for no reason, then put on a suspended sentence for a year for no reason. So I'm just like, what the fuck? And then the cops kicked in my door with the machine guns and shit. I get arrested for making a comedy video. I'll get that. There's that in the caravan, going back to that bit. I was in the caravan living 3 months out of jail. They kick in my door, machine guns in my head, 40 odd cops. And they're like, took me to jail for making a comedy video against Avi Yemeni from Rebel News Australia. That fucking piece of shit. Fucking Jew. Went to the feds, went, he mean and many. And no lie, the magistrate, you're very disgusting and anti-Semitic and blah, blah, blah. I just stood there with a smile on my face. I didn't care. However, I got given 5 months in jail for that and got given a year all up and immediate parole. I sat in jail for 5 months. I got tortured. I was fucking in hospital, had my gallbladder removed, 9 days chained to a bed. All I could do was go to the toilet in front of women cops. It's fucking disgusting the way I was treated. Any other woman would get, you know, if that was a woman. Anyway, I actually had the Human Rights Commission turn around and say that they did do torture. However, they can't do anything about it. But because I'm autistic, I should put in another claim. I'm like, what the fuck would I want to talk to you for again? You didn't help me. They should have apologized at the least. I should be suing them for what they did. Being chained to a bed and not having a TV. Now, the definition of torture is to torture someone for to get evidence or get stuff off them, you know. They charged me while I was on the bed for something I said. How's that not fucking torture? That's literally the law for torture.
So you got out of that 65-day sentence in August of 2020, right? When did the cops come to your caravan?
November.
Of the same year?
November.
So you had a couple of months, and you made a video making fun of this asshole at that Rebel News. What is that? Like, is that there down by you guys? Rebel News, or is that, I know there's one in Canada.
The dude, he owns it too.
That Jew.
I'm going to turn my camera off because it says that I'm having issues with my internet. And like my shit's dialed straight in. This computer's shit. I need another one.
I'll just turn
my camera off for a little bit.
Okay, sure. That's fine. So you were home for a couple months, and all of a sudden 40 special forces come in, point guns to your head, and they took you away. And they locked you up for 5 more months?
Yes. No court over Christmas, no court, no nothing. And it's all because I'm a Nazi. And they kept my phone and destroyed it. And I got out, and I was, like, obviously mentally fucked.
When did you get out?
I was just tortured. It was in March, wasn't it? I think it was March. You remember when it was flooding heaps here in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it flooded, like, top of New South Wales. And in the bottom of Queensland, I was actually in jail while it was flooding, right? It surrounded me. I got out of jail the week after all that flooding. So I think that was in March. I think it was the 5th of March or something like that. I can't remember now. But, I got out, and that was 2021. I went to jail in 21 for not wearing a mask. I went to jail again in 21 and then got out in 2022.
Okay. So you got out and you obviously got to experience something that, you know, you never had before, which is, I guess, Jewish power, right?
Yeah. And they tried to silence me and it didn't work. It did for a little bit, don't get me wrong. I was on all the Jewish medications. I was on all the disgusting shit that you get put on. However, the story doesn't end there with that. 2 months after getting out, my parole is removed off me and I go back to jail because they think I might do something.
For how long?
For the remainder of the sentence, which was 3 months. Because I was doing videos again.
So I guess bring us up to speed now to today. What's happening?
So I got out and I moved down here to Melbourne from Queensland because them costs are just tyrannical up there. They're like, no matter what anyone says down here, I've still been treated better in Melbourne than I have in Queensland, full stop. But I get down to Melbourne. I'm going through hell. Mates help me by giving me a shirt company, like give me 10 shirts and 10, five shirts, seven shirts and 10 singlets or something, some hats, right? And I turned that into a full business now. I've got 200 shirts here. I'm buying another 160 tomorrow. Thank you to Psycho Driller and Honda Ricer. I'll buy another 160 shirts. I went from doing vinyl, which is like it can peel and stuff, to doing stuff that has, oh, I can't, hold on, let me just turn on the camera for a sec.
Okay.
This is just a book. I keep the stuff I stuff up, right? But this is a Rüdiger stubby cooler. Coaster. Oh, just a coaster, yeah. I'll do stubby coolers and shirts and everything now. So what I had started with, it was basic. And I turned it into a lot of stuff. I do so many different things. Flags. I do survival packs. I do sports packs, bum bags or hip bags or whatever you call them over there.
Fanny packs.
I work my way up. Yeah, that's them. Fanny packs. There's something in Australia. And I even actually do paper gooey bags. So you can put flyers in it. About, I think, 2 months ago, roughly, I was asleep in the bed and I hear a knock, knock, knock. It was really strange, actually. The cops were like, Mr. Simpson, we are the police. You're under arrest. We have a warrant. And I'm on my bed. I roll over and I allow them to arrest me because what's the use of fucking fighting? I thought they would have had machine guns on my head again. Turns out there was only 5 of them this time, not 40. And they come in and they took the computer, the vinyl cutter, the shirt press to press the vinyl on, my phone, I would have to say 85% of my shirts, all my jumpers, all my flags, my GTV hat that had two things on it. But the weird thing is, like, they've left heaps of stuff as well. Like, they've taken anything that had a swastika on it, but they left this, which was sitting on the, which was sitting on my screen, like, right on my screen. Like, my housemate's got a swastika flag in his room, but they took flags that weren't illegal. They took... They said the Black Sun's illegal. It's not illegal. And they're saying it looks like the SS. I'm like, it looks nothing like the SS. What are you talking about? It's a Black Sun. And they took all this stuff away. They took my medical marijuana. I was taking mushrooms for my complex PTSD every morning. I'd microdose on 0.2 of a gram. Right? So bugger all. That way you don't hallucinate. It actually works very well. It's better than taking these dew pills. This is what God gave us to use. This is an actual product from God. I just put it in the coffee. And I picked it from down the road at the park. So they haven't charged me for that. However, I went into the police station to ask for help. I think when you do that, my camera doesn't stuff up as much. Nah, see, it's nice and clear now. Yeah, hold on. I'll turn that off every time you do that because it starts playing with my internet. You're muted.
Okay, gone. I turned it off.
So, and then I went down to the police station, I'd have to say 3 weeks now maybe. And I asked how to get help. I was like, I need help. Like, these cops have stolen off me. I've not got a receipt for anything. They took a lot of stuff and they've shut my business down. Now, this business was there to stop me from, my mate gave it to me to stop me from killing myself, essentially killing myself. And they took it off me. They want me to kill myself, I know, but I'm not a Jew. I don't do that type of shit. I'm not going to hell. I went and I was like, can you help me? I need to charge these cops or something. Something needs to be done because it's actually illegal by the United Nations to take people's clothes off them, especially privately. This is not a business to say, it's a hobby. I don't have a business number. And I did ask one and they wouldn't give me one anyway. So what the fuck? So it's not their business to step in on my private life. I'm allowed to have whatever I want inside. So I was like, all right, well, he's like, we're not going to charge the cops. We don't do that to counter terrorism. I'm like, but they're being terrorists. He's like, so? And I'm like, well, I think you should go get your fucking boss then. That's just how I talk. He's gone, no, I'm not going to get my fucking boss. And I'm like, excuse me, public servant? Mind you, he's behind plexiglass with a gun, with a taser, with pepper spray and a baton and handcuffs. All of them are torture devices. Well, one's a killing device too. Actually, two of them are. Technically, three of them are. Actually, all of them are, let's face it. But the he's, because he got cheeky to me, my mental health state and my complex PTSD, my autism, ADHD just fucking clicked. And I'm fucking over these people, man, and what they're doing. And I clicked and I was just like, no, can't fucking listen here. Do you see what's on my hat? And I was wearing a hat. Because you're not allowed to have swastikas, but it doesn't say you're not allowed to have a hat that says I'm a Nazi on it. So as a cheeky cunt, I'd walk around with I'm a Nazi. So I'm like, you see this? I'm a fucking Nazi. And you'll be first on the cattle cart, cunt. Bye to him. He's gone, oh, okay, bye. And he's got a big grin on his face. Bye, bye. Being a smart ass cunt, you know? I'm like, all right, you'll be first. Don't worry. You will die. Now, you're allowed to say to someone, you will die. I did not say, I will kill you, right? There's a big difference between you will die, everybody dies, or I will kill you. None of that was said. So I've been charged with threatening to assault a cop. Oh, by the way, I don't own a cattle cart. I don't even own a train. So I've been charged with... Okay, I'll read a little bit out to you. The accused at Frankston on 21st November 2024 did without lawful excuse make a threat to leading senior constable Joel Barbara to kill such person intending that leading senior constable Joel Barbara would fear such threat would be carried out or being reckless as to whether or not to fear that said that would be carried out. Coward. He was smiling and waving, by the way. It's on camera. The accused at Frankston on 21st November did use intimidation towards leading Constable Joel Barber. Coward. The accused at Frankston on 21st November did threaten to assault leading. No, I didn't, but... Coward. Apparently, that's a threat of assault, by the way, in Australia. That is a threat of assault. The accused at Frankston on the 21st of November did intentionally display a Nazi symbol whilst knowing that the symbol is associated with Nazi ideology. Where did I... Is he talking about that? Is that a Nazi symbol? You're smarter than me. Is that a Nazi symbol? Isn't that a hand gesture that's in the Bible?
It's a salute.
You raise your right hand to say hello to people. It says it in the Bible.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like the exact same one again. However, they're trying to get me for my hat, which is, for those that know me, I go by Rue Nigger, Commander of Space Force. Which is, or the real Space Force, which is just a comedy thing a heap of us do that smoke weed. Now, weed's good for autism. Weed's good for PTSD. Don't care what anyone says. God made this. I don't go and get clones and shit like that. I get real weed. However, they wanted that hat because they said it was a Nazi symbol. No Nazi symbol on it. It says, I'm a Nazi. You're allowed to say that. You're allowed to do that. Like, if they want to know what a Nazi symbol is, they probably should look at this pin. So maybe they can actually find out what they left in the house is still here. I have not received my stuff back, by the way. I should have said that. I haven't received my stuff back. This cop, about 4 hours later, I had 8 cops at the front door. Little fucking bitches. Oh, we're scared of an autistic man that's scared of us. Now, from what I can gather is that what the lawyer said to me the other day was, last week I seen a lawyer and I see another one tomorrow. The same, I seen one yesterday as well, and I see 2 days ago and I see one, the same one tomorrow, and he's a white lad that was pissed off when he got told that the black son was, when I said, well, they said the black son was illegal, and he's like, no, it's fucking not. Like this, you know, the swastika is illegal, right? But you're allowed to have it in your own property. And the day before, sorry, I missed this. The day before my raid, I had rang Border Force and Customs and spoke to the post office about what I make and what I send. The Chinese guy at the post office loves me because he hates communism, because he's Chinese. So he's like, you do everything right. You come in, the box or it's already wrapped up, ready to go. You don't come in with it, open up, I need to put this in something. Or if you do, it goes straight from your bag into the box and you shut it immediately. You don't walk it with nothing out in front of everyone. He goes, you're allowed to do that. Border Force and Customs said, I'm allowed to do that. Homeland Security said, I'm allowed to do that. Or Homeland something, sorry, said, I'm allowed to do that. Sorry to everyone too that's watching. I can't see the chat unless that's the chat on the side. Is that the chat? That's not the chat, eh?
No, I can show you how to get it. Let me remember that link I sent. So if you go into the show on FTJ, right?
Yeah.
Then you click
it'll start playing up bad because of the computer.
Okay.
It'll play up.
I could tell. So you I'm trying to give everyone there. A of you.
Yeah, has anyone asked any questions as of this point? And then I'll keep going.
Let me see. I'll take a look. Let me just stop the scrolling. Thank you for Josh for showing me how to do that. Okay, let me go there real quick. All right. So you've got your good friend Psycho Driller, Peppy, White Lady in the USA. Yeah, I know. Red Pilled Radio. Let's see. A lot of O slashes. Okay. Let me see if there's any questions.
Oh, we're not allowed to do that in Australia.
Really?
So I'll do it. Yeah. So here, have one.
Yeah. You know, a lot of Americans, you know, had this vision of Australia, you know, and I guess Crocodile Dundee helped, that Australians were tough. And it seems like that's not the case.
I think you'll find we're oppressed now. We're being oppressed. Our government is oppressing us. Our government, here's the thing about our government. Our government is doing not only treason, which they've taken out of the law book, mind you. There's no treason in Australia. Which there should be and needs to be brought back in because they would be hung. They would have been hung a long time ago. On top of that, you've got them doing incitement on the people of Australia in order to create incitement to arrest them people that are apparently inciting. However, the incitement is coming from the cops and the government. So they're going to try to do us for incitement. However, they're inciting me. So, and then I've got Jews inciting me by talking shit about us white people who built this country in Australia. This country was built by the Irish. Don't fucking get it right. Twisted. This is Irish fucking land.
Right.
So any other fucking race can fuck off if they don't like the fact that we built this fucking land. We colonized this shit. We took this shit and made it better. We fought for it. We loved it. We still love it. And we want the government gone. But that saying that's incitement, right? I think incitement would be more like, everybody storm the Parliament House. That would be incitement, you know? But yet they're trying to say shit that we say is incitement. That's bullshit. It's freedom of speech. We have that by the United Nations, UN drip as well, UN drip, all that shit states that what they're doing is illegal. And then on top of that, they're also doing, this is the main thing I want to get at here. We are getting forced into a situation that's making us get in entrapment and nobody's realizing they're getting entrapped, right? I'm getting entrapped because apparently the cops are stating that the first, when they raided my house, they were trying to prevent this crime from happening, but it happened anyway. Now, you can't prevent a crime from happening and then it happens anyway, right? What happened was they done it on purpose, knowing my mental health state. This is a perfect Jew example of fucking psychology. Jew fucking psychology. They are pressuring my mental health to a point where I would go off so they can arrest me. Then they can charge me. Then they can keep my shit and say we done it on purpose. However, they've never charged me for the raid. I've not been charged once. I did not give them my details for the computer and phone. I wouldn't. I own a business. They know they fucked up here. Big time. And now they're going to try to keep my shit. However, I have, hold on, just let me get the screen up. I was going to have a smoke. So people, I don't want people to see me having a cigarette and stuff. So, but I have this here. I've spent hours on ChatGTP creating the best case that sounds like it's written by a King's counsel lawyer, right? To state that everything they just done was illegal. And I want to be, I want the case dismissed. Once I find them, once I'm found not guilty, then I'll get my stuff back and I will sue the fuck out of Victorian government.
I hope so, buddy. I hope it works out. When is it? When is the trial? When is that starting, did they say?
Well, the first court case. So we got three different ways that court runs through down here. We've got magistrates court, county court. This is just in Victoria. It's not the same in Queensland. Then you've got county court, then Supreme Court. So it's going to go to magistrates court. Now, if this magistrate doesn't kick it out and it goes to county court and gets kicked out, I'm going to ask for that magistrate to be removed and disbarred because that magistrate done a crime as well and participated in a felony.
So
it's time we get them back at their own game, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but you know that they basically do whatever they want, right? So why can't they
because nobody stands up.
Right, but why can't they just rule against you? There's nobody to keep them in check, right?
Well, when it gets to county court decides if it goes to Supreme Court. Now, the county court reads the Constitution, reads the laws, reads the federal laws, and then will kick it out. But nobody follows it on after that. No, everyone's just like, oh, I was kicked out. I don't care anymore. No, I'm fucking over this. It's time to remove all of these treacherous fucking Jew scum from our country. Because don't get it twisted. The Jews are fucking all magistrates as well.
How did you get so many Jews down there?
Well, I've read plenty of stuff from... They came from Germany. In 1929, our Prime Minister said, we've got that many... Jews own from Tasmania to halfway up New South Wales, and anyone that owns anything in between has to pay taxes on them, and they're German Jews. Ashkenazi? No, what's the other one? Not Ashkenazi. Not
Sephardic?
Bolshevik.
Sephardic
no.
Jew?
They're no, Ashkenazi. Yeah, that's right. Ashkenazi. I was thinking of Kazarian, but no, they're Ashkenazi, definitely. So,
right. But I mean, how did they end up there? I mean, I know they go everywhere, unfortunately. They're like a disease that spreads, you know, around the planet. But why Australia? Do you know the history of how they, because you got to cross water to get there. I mean, yeah. Why would they go there? Was there something there to exploit?
Well, you know, we're owned by United Kingdom, apparently, and United Kingdom was owned by the king back then, who wasn't he in love with the Jews, and the Jews were running England.
So they figured they'd just go there and fuck you guys too.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're doing it to the wrong people, but the government doesn't realize they're literally inciting our people. I go out there on the street, I say nigger, people laugh now. People used to get offended. People don't give a fuck anymore. There's literally signs popping up everywhere that says, it's the Jews. And nice. It's not people like me doing it. You know, if I'm doing it, I'm doing a banner drop and I'm doing flyers.
Right. You
know? I'm giving people information to watch. I drop shit so much in my area and in other areas close by just for people. I told them I was going to court to protect their children. Because if I can't win this off the fact that, let me just show you one other thing. I don't want to give too much of my stuff away. Oh, by the way, this is the hat that's illegal. It's a Nazi symbol, apparently. It's a UFO.
Oh, let me go to that screen. Sorry. Oh, that really? That's illegal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, see how it says, I'm a Nazi? That's also not illegal.
Right. That's not illegal. Right.
No.
Right. But the swastika is illegal in Australia, right?
However, it shouldn't be. It's a cross.
But it is illegal. They passed a law recently, right?
Yeah. Yeah. With what I'm trying to do now is I'm going to have these laws repealed. I'm going to have them removed for breaching human rights. And then after they're removed, I can then go ahead and get the human rights commissioners put in jail for 2 years. They're going to come after me bad. More than likely, they're going to kill me.
Great. Well, let's.
However,
let's not let that happen.
There's plenty of Bible verses that also states to raise thy hand. Raise thy right hand. Matthew 8:3, Jesus stretched out his hand. Exodus 8:17, Aaron stretched out his hand. There's one of them that says right hand here. But it's like, I think it's Moses one. Oh, and don't forget, when it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
Amalek.
So, Amalek.
Yeah.
I'm Aussie. I say it the way I say it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, do you have any allies there who can assist you?
No. I've got... I'm affiliated, or I'm having issues with them because they're fucking National Socialist Movement talk to me, but there's not really anyone else. I have like a Black Sheep Crew Australia, which is like anti-pedophiles, but not really. I've called on, because Antifa said that they were going to be at my court date, and now looks like I might actually be rocking up by myself. With no backup, so which is not a fucking good thing. So I'll be live when I rock up so everyone can watch in case they come for me, because I'll start attacking them live. If they come for me, I have no choice because they're trying to kill me in my head. I have to attack.
There's a lot of Antifa out there too.
Well, I'm not scared of them. I mean, like...
No, but I mean, they're in Australia or in that part of Australia, there's
a lot, yeah.
So these are like the brainwashed, you know,
junkies.
What, that's what they call them, duckies?
Junkies.
Okay. So yes, so they're junkies, and they've got the pink hair and blue hair and all that shit, the nose rings.
And look up Tom Tanuki. I'll tell you how to spell it.
All right. Go ahead.
T-O-M Tanuki. And maybe Antifa, Australia.
Right. Right.
So this guy, he's the leader of the Australian Antifa. He's doxed me, by the way. So did the cops. The cops have removed it from the website. And so that's a proof of guilt there, that they've removed it from the website. And they've put my life at risk. Not only my life at risk, my housemate and his ex-girlfriend that lives at the front, like in the front room. She will die first if they petrol bomb, because you got to remember, they petrol bombed the NSN member who had a wife and kids in the house. They done it to his house. And then you got this Jew thing that happened, the synagogue burning down 2 days ago, on the weekend. 2 days ago, our government was like, we're going to give them fucking we're going to have to seize it. They get $32.5 million to help them for security. Why the fuck was counterterrorism there while the synagogue was burning down? Why? Because Antifa are terrorists, right? And so are the Jews. However, it was a Jew that done this. It was the rabbi that is in charge of the place. He done this. They said there's no camera footage of it. There's no footage of it. What the fuck was I able to pick fucking at least six cameras around the building? I've got it on video. Can you show that? Do you need a link?
Is this the rabbi you're talking about?
Yeah, I'll send it to you in Telegram if you like.
You've got I'm gonna open it up here.
All right.
Let me see if I can, and then we could play it. All right, hold on. Let's see if we could play it here. Oh, those links, they got all this extra shit, you know? Yeah, I could play this asshole. Hold on.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, what a piece of shit. Let me go back here. Rabbi Gabby Kaltman.
His name might be Rabbi Schlucking on Kids' Dicks.
Yeah. All right, let's look at this asshole. All right, let's see.
It's time to get tough. We need a COVID-like response to anti-Semitism. Reports, it's time to get tough. We need a COVID-like response to anti-Semitism. Reports, it's time to get tough.
We need asshole a keep repeating?
Response. To anti-Semitism. Reports.
Stop that one. Hold on. I'll just go to. Life. I'll show you which one I'm talking about. I'll send you it from my channel so you can play it, all right?
Okay.
Just got my phone up then to do it, so I don't do it from the computer then. There's no lag. All right. So it is. Where are we? So I'm going to send you two videos, right? Well, three videos, right? It's going to be one from me, one from somebody else, and then where's mine? I think that's it there, actually. There. Wait. Yep. So if you show them this one first, where are you, Dave? There you are. There's that one. You'll see this one. And then the last one we'll discuss about the bio weapons that went missing.
Are these like Telegram links? I don't know if this thing could play it. They could play like other links, but I don't think they could play Telegram links. Not in this gadget. So I would need like a regular link that I could open up in a web page.
Well, I'll give you this link then.
I'll get rid of that piece of shit.
Where is it? I'll get you the. Nah, see, that's the same. Oh, no, that's it. I got it here somewhere. Hold on. So what I'll do is I'll play what he says.
Yeah, sure.
Their faith allowed to conduct their faith with peace and respect. And there is no place in Australia for anti-Semitism.
All right, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my camera up so people can see my phone when I show it. All right. What I'm going to do is show you my response people to that. So there's my response to their fucking bullshit lies, is I proved that you can see six cameras in that.
Right. It was a false flag.
Yes. Yes. Yep. The rabbi done it himself. Look, I got the my housemate sent it to me. Let me just go to this. Okay. It's literally the rabbi discussing with the piece of shit that this is also going to have Abby Yemeni in it. But somebody else has cut this up.
On the police. We had a Sula here around, and my car was parked here. Suddenly, from the far there, five people with big flashlights screamed, "Police, stop!
Police, stop your hands! Stop your hands! Stop moving!"
Now, who said it's police?
Brother, I'm the one to call!
They didn't wear yellow jackets, they wear black. They came with these big guns. And they came and arrested us. Don't move. I said, you see, does it look like I did this? We're from Atula. I was inside here.
I'm scared, he's saying.
But he called the police.
It took them a while to realize that we're Jewish and we didn't do this.
It took them a while to realize you're Jewish.
Yeah,
it
took them a while to realize that, maybe you didn't do it.
What eventually gave it away to the detectives that you're Jewish?
What does it look like?
You look like a pedophile.
What happened was I was sitting and learning. I was Mava Sedra, you know what that means? Going through the Sedra. And I heard a big bang with a sledgehammer. I looked on the door, and I thought to myself, is that the door? Then suddenly I had another bang, glass.
I can't hold this mic, it's heavy.
Next to me, just a couple of meters away.
I think it shows the door in a second. The door's being hit from the outside. Inside out, not outside in.
I jumped out of my seat and I ran. When I came back to the hall, after talking to the police, I smelled some fire. I thought, shit, they're burning the place down. It wasn't that hot yet. So I opened the door to go inside to get my phone and my tool, but I burnt my hands.
Do you see what this guy's saying? He just contradicted himself. He just contradicted everything he said. He's the person in charge of that. Fuck off, Jew. Fucking leave me alone. Fuck off. He's the one that lit the fire. He burnt himself by that. He said he opened the door. The door was already opened. It was smashed from the inside out, not the outside in. I can't hear you, your mic.
Are they doing an investigation?
Well, apparently so, but they've already ruled to give him fucking... $1.20 every Australian there is. They all get $1. The Jews get $1.20 per Australian now because 32.5 million. Now, an Anglican church was burnt down not long ago in the same state. Where's the Anglicans' money for security?
What did they get?
Is it because nothing? Nothing. And the cops literally said it was a terrorist attack. Right? And then you've got old mate that's a nationalist. His house got burnt down. No one's been found for that yet. How?
Is your media there like the shit media here? Is it the Jews media? Same shit?
Yes. Yes. Very unfortunate, eh?
Could you imagine being a Jew, like right now, right? Everybody hates them. Like, they must thrive on the hatred. Because a human, if there's that much hate being thrown at them, they're going to be like, shit, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Right? But not a Jew.
No, they're like, let's keep going. Let's do worse.
Right. Right. Like, yes.
Let's do worse.
Yes.
And then they get a lot of people going, no. Happened in Roman times, happened in Germany,
yes.
Happening now, again, right now.
I hope so, man. I fucking hope so. Okay, let me read these. You got a lot of O slashes, Rue. A lot of O slashes. And let's see. From everyone, basically. O slashes everywhere.
They're all legends. All of them.
Yes.
That's why.
Let's see. Rue Nigger. O/... From Pepe. That was from, yeah, I know, from Pepe. Phil, O/, love you, bro, no homo. O/, Psychodrilla, it's great to hear Phil's story now. He has had a few weeks to process. What chance does the lawyer think Phil has? Is there actually a charge yet? Or is this still ongoing investigation?
So, obviously, I read out the charges. He would have heard that. Yeah, he's watching. So
you got the charges. Okay. And what chance does – well, there is no lawyer now.
I have more legal advice tomorrow, but right. I don't have a lawyer. And they'll probably try to say, well, you get one on the day. And I'm going to say, no, I had legal advice. And then what I'm doing is I'm taking the AI-made stuff that I got to perfect exactly what I wanted to say in the right way. I'm taking that to the lawyer and say, what should I add? And I think he's going to be like, nothing. Because in the end, this was entrapment. And entrapment is illegal in Australia. You can't turn around and take somebody's stuff off him that he uses for his mental health and go, we didn't know that was going to happen. How were we meant to know he was going to lose his mind? I couldn't see the week after. I was trying to look at this computer that I got, and I couldn't even see the screen. My mental health was that bad. I was like going down bad. I was screaming at my mate all the time. I fucking chucked glass around and shit. I was not doing good at all because of what they done to me. They literally tortured me again.
Can they do anything to you before the trial? Could they lock you up again? Well, I know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, yeah, they can.
And you don't have any, like,
find some bullshit charges.
They don't have... You don't have any allies.
Down here.
Shit.
Not really, no.
You got to come to America, man.
Well, what I'm trying to do is finish this case, and then most of the other stuff, I don't have to be in Australia for taking on the government. I can leave. So I can do it all from a different country over the phone and over Zoom meetings and stuff like that.
You'd be safer here.
Correct. Yeah. It'll be, I've asked Ned from GTV if he can, salute to them as well. If they can help, if I can send a heap of stuff over there to sell, that way people have got product of mine that they can buy and not at an expensive price because of postage. And all I do is pay Ned postage. I'm waiting to hear back from him. However, I believe the new streaming services for GTV is starting very soon. So he said, just hold off to that. But however, I want to get a heap of stuff over there. I've got stuff that people will buy. I do new, like one of my new things is don't use your hand, white man. And I'm going to have that on my jumper when I walk in. And on the front, I've got Fatality. And it's me kicking Antifa last year at a rally. Which most people remember seeing live. I was live when it happened. Like, everybody was watching. One person who watched the whole thing was Andow. He watched the whole fucking thing. So he would tell you what happened is so fucking dangerous that I done it, but it shows the courage I have. That I would run into nearly 50 through police line to help out another white man that is a piece of shit that went to Avi Yemeni and spoke to him, didn't even mention my name for helping him, right? I think they might have mentioned there was a Nazi there that helped you. And he's like, oh, I don't know. I can't remember what he said. They know damn well who the fuck I am. Avi Yemeni hates my fucking guts. He probably told him not to say my name, to be honest, and put me in jail. However, I've got to point this out too. When I got out of jail and I moved down here, I was sent a video instantly saying from a Jew doing a comedy show in front of people. And it was I got charged for usage of a carriage service to cause offense. That's what I went to jail for, the 5 months, and then got out on parole and then got put back in because they thought I might do something when I was first tortured. That was what I was in there for. They were the charges. However, I get out and it's literally a Jew saying that every Abbo should kill a fucking white man every Australian day.
That's okay. They could say that.
Yeah, because I'm not allowed to say it back, though.
No, no. The Jew could say what they want. The Jew can make movies where everybody kills whites, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. And we say something, and that's it. Remove Pepe says remove the kikes and everything will be sorted, of course. Psycho Drilla.
Say hello, little mama.
Thank you for helping Phil get his story up, mate. I have to crash out. I'll catch the rest on the replay. / Psycho Drilla gave 1488. I'm gonna send that to Phil.
Thank you. And Psycho Drilla, I got the money. It came in yesterday. Thank you to you, and I know Pepe helped with that one too, and Dave helped me with sorting it out, and then I didn't realize I had to go to Wise and say, give me my money. I went on the phone yesterday, and it was in like that. And awesome. I was just like, holy. So it's sitting there in my account. I did go and buy some food. I needed some food. So he's also bought me food. Thank you. But I left money in the account. I'm going to go on tomorrow. The money from Honda Rises should be in my account. I'm going to go and buy 150 sublimation white shirts so I can put anything on it. And Psycho Drill is going to be the first one to get one of my new line of shirts.
All right. Let's read a couple more here. White lady in the USA, masonry is run by Jews.
Yep.
Masonry is populated by Euro whites, and that's how they control everything. Okay. Only the Jews. These mud-skinned Muslims need to go. Psycho Drill left. Laters, Pepe. Laters, chat. / white lady in the USA. That's from Pepe. Kikes fund them. No money, no darkies. Pepe, Dave Gary, they always do false flag. Check what they did in Carpentras in France in the 80s. It was after the end of French nationalism. All of that happened because of the Nuremberg trial. Lori, Phil, we are rooting for you. Be safe and move carefully. Pepe, she will send you a VC tomorrow before school. / Now, what can you tell the listeners? I'm sure a lot of them know, but perhaps many don't. How can they find you online?
So you can go on Telegram, and I've got – so there's a few different options. Obviously, now I've got an FTJ account and the channel, and it's got 105 songs on it already. So you can go listen to songs there. That's Runiger, all capitals, I believe. You can go to GTV. GTV have had an account of mine for about a year and a half. There's lots of videos on there that you can go to and watch, which also connects it to Odyssey, which has more. And then I've also got YouTube. So with them, you just look up for GTV. It's, I think, Big Filth, PHILF. And same with Odyssey. I think you can look up Big Filth or Runiger. And as for YouTube, it's like Filthy's Corner, PHILFYS, which has like my political stuff on it. And then I got two ghost hunting channels. Well, sorry, I had two ghost hunting channels, but I turned one into like a take your mind off channel. I go for rides and stuff and show people around. So it's to take your mind. That's called Let's Go for a Ride, or Let's Go for a Ride with Big Filth, or something like that. And then I've got the ghost hunting, which is Black Sheep Crew. or black sheep anti-woke. And there's a heap of different ghost hunts there. But mainly, I'm on Telegram a lot. I have Brunigger Music, which has, I think, nearly 200 songs on it. When I get the rest of the songs back, my computer back from the government, I will be posting the rest of them. And I've got Big Filth from GTV channel, but these are set to private too because I'm allowed to say what I want in private and the cops can't stop me, so I post what I want in there. And they can't, like, technically it doesn't matter what they say. That's a private channel, not a group. No one can talk to me back. I say what I want. It's my feelings and stuff. And you can contact me. You'll see me pop up in the chats everywhere on Telegram. I'm in heaps of chats, like from Epic Danger to GTV chats to Unhouse chats to Fashion Over chat. Like, I know everyone that is pretty well top of our line when it comes to music and stuff as well. And also, I'll plug this. I'll let everyone know right now. There's me and Udenhouse are doing a song right now. So me and Udenhouse are going to have a song next week, I believe, or yeah, maybe next week. I'll do a video clip for that too, and I'll post it on here and on GTV. And I think GTV doesn't accept FTJ. I'm asking them if I can do that. I'll speak to Ned about it later, and I'll ask him if I can do that and have it so I can upload directly from here because I have unlimited or whatever that you get given when you get pro. And but when GTV becomes 2.0, I think I can get pro and do the same there as well. So yeah, I'll be on mainly just them YouTube. That's it, FTJ, right. And GTV, that's it, because I private. These are private network, these are.
Right.
So,
well, you can, obviously, your channel on FTJ is public, right?
Yeah, but it's on a private network in America.
Okay. And, of course, now that you're on FTJ, folks can donate directly to your FTJ wallet. So,
I don't have a link to do.
Yeah, like when you I think when you have it automatically. So everybody who like registers with FTJ, whether or not it's FTJ Pro, they have their own wallet. Yeah. So when people can leave tips and donations, just like Psycho Driller did tonight.
Yeah.
So
it's really easy. And
yeah.
In all honesty, the way you've got the music set up, it uploaded 105 songs in 10 minutes.
Wow.
That's so it's good. Actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyone who wants to help you out can go to your FTJ channel and donate to your wallet. It's all in there.
Yeah.
So,
and no, what I was asking is, can you, because I can't go to the chat, can you post the link to my channel, please?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with the internet.
Yeah. All right, I'm opening it up here.
We'll be back in the stack.
Okay. All right, there it is. Now let me get your channel.
I gotta say though, the shit that's going on in Australia is pretty disgusting, and they're waking a lot of people up very fast. Like I was trying to say earlier, Australia is gonna turn back into WAP, White Australia Policy, very fucking soon.
I hope so.
I think you'll find that unless the government start killing us, which that whatever prediction thing predicts that we're going to lose half of our population next year. But then again, our government brought out that that we with a there's vaccines that went missing. There was 270 Lyssavirus. Lyssavirus causes encephalitis. Encephalitis is a vaccine injury. They're covering up.
Right. Yes, of course. Of course. A lot of good stuff's happening. You know, I've been in this game for 25 years, and it's never been like this. It's good. So good things are happening. You know, I hope that, you know, everything goes the way that it should for you, Phil. And I don't want to make any predictions, but you're a good guy. And
thank you.
You know, you deserve, you know, not to be abused by these cunts. So
dogs, fucking dogs,
dogs. And is it a saying in Australia? Is that like no problem? Is that no drama? Is that something?
No worries. No worries.
But how about no drama? Is that one?
No, that's an American one. We say no worries, mate.
Huh. I knew somebody from Perth who used that. Maybe they use it out there.
Maybe that's the retarded nigga talk of
the time. Yeah, right. Right.
I don't think I ever said, oh man, I used to say fucking American words, but I don't think I ever said no drama. I said no worries. No worries, mate, is a typical Aussie saying.
Right.
No worries. And your gronk means you're fucking spastic. And you know, should be right, mate. Everything's good.
Right.
You know, hit the frog and toad, hit the road. We've got like 4x2 is screw. And which is a prison warden or whatever, a prison guard. Right. We got so many sayings. Did you know that Australia came up with bastard?
No.
That's our word.
Whoa. Nice. I know Foster's Australian for beer. Foster's.
We don't even drink that shit.
Right. What do you drink?
If I don't drink anymore because of how I
act. No, I meant what do they drink out there in Oz?
Mainly 4X or VB.
And how about that Vegemite? Is that any good?
Yeah, but you got to do it right. So on toast, you got to have lots of butter or margarine, whatever you go for. And then you put a nice thin layer of Vegemite on it. Or you go with bread and you put lots of butter on it. And then you put a nice little amount, not massive amount of Vegemite and then cheese.
Got to try that. Yeah, got to try that when I come out there.
You don't want to come here, trust me.
No, I mean, I would come out there just as a tourist. I mean, I don't know.
They probably won't let you in.
You're probably right.
They'd stop Candace Owen from coming here.
Did? Okay, yeah, they probably would. I mean, I'm nobody, but yeah, they probably wouldn't. And it probably wouldn't make sense.
She's black. She's a nigger. She's fucking not, you know, and they stopped her. So what type of woke people are we dealing with here?
Right.
Technically, if you want to look at it, we're dealing with fascist Nazis.
Absolutely, 100%.
But they're not. They're commies. It's fucking weird.
Yep, it is weird. It is weird. It's a spectrum. It's, you know, it's a continuum. Right, it blends into each other. Bill, so when's did you say when the next date you expect something to happen? Not you seeing a lawyer again. I mean, like, is there a date?
Court will be on the 19th, the first one. You're gonna see it. It'll be all over the news. I'm gonna have a statement made so I can speak to the news, and then that's it. I'll be wearing my style. I also sell sunglasses, so I'll be putting my Paper Goy 5000 sunglasses on and wearing them so everyone can see Paper Goy live as well. Paper Goy jacked as fuck. So that's me, bro. He's a cool dude, you know. So I'm gonna have a statement already prepared to say to the media that's written very good. Obviously, AI, it's the only time I use AI. I think the AI, when it comes to music, is very bad, pulls frequencies from places. It hurts your head and causes mental illness. Look at Anon Goy, for instance. And then you've got the AI videos, which do weird shit, make you see weird shit, and fucking, like, it's just very weird. However, I do know people that do the videos and stuff, and I've used their videos. It's not like it's, I don't think that you can get, I'm not a visual person. I don't think that you can get something from seeing something like that. However, we have been tricked before by the TV. I think that the frequencies that it pulls from the internet to do music, I can hear whooshing noises when people are singing. I don't understand why I can hear it and no one else can. You know, it's like, it gives me a headache. It hurts my head. And that's no honest lie.
Yeah, I haven't watched TV since 1991. So you were what year were you born, you said?
83.
So you were 8.
Yes.
When I stopped watching TV.
I was playing rugby league. Yeah. I was a little rugby league star. So this is a thing that people don't realize. Most of my life I've been kind of semi-famous. Like really? when I was young, I was in the newspapers a lot. So I'd do stuff with the community, and they got me in mud that was toxic. Apparently, I didn't even fucking know toxic mud next to a school. And then you had in the school, we done lots of different events that cameras came for, and I was always the one that got the picture taken. I was on lots of different. Dad used to have them all. He gave them to me, but then I lost my everything. Lost everything when I split up with my ex. So I lost all that stuff, and like it was put in picture frames behind pictures. So that, that's all right. But because people don't know too, my father and my brother have passed away. My brother died of cancer. My father hung himself. So my brother died in 2009. My dad hung himself in 2019. So
yeah. Well, we want to keep you around, Phil.
Yeah, I'm trying.
So 19th is the date, the first time in court. So yep. Today is what, the 11th? So we got about a week. Heck, like you said, it's already the next day. So yep. You are 15 hours ahead of us here in the central time zone. So right it's, now it's yeah. almost it's 11:30, right?
11:30, Thursday the 12th. Wait, hold on. I'm going to show my camera so I can see. Just so you know, I'm in the future.
Yes, you are. Unbelievable.
See future niggas.
Yeah.
Shit. Ah, shit.
All right, Phil. I think we...
I just wanted to show some people some stuff that I make.
Yes.
So this is the picture that I designed and put us in, right? I tried to make a flag. I'm giving this for free to my mate, Honda Ricer. But like that's, you can see there's a line in the middle. You probably can't really know.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it moved when I was putting it down, so I got to really sticky tape it better. But there's flags. Honda Ricer wanted some stickers, so I done him some stickers, and they wanted little ones of my address. So I got the GTV and the FTJ address of mine to put in toilets, apparently.
Right.
So I'm red. Sublimation isn't going to show heaps of color, but that's sublimation flag of I've done the crest, so everyone that buys this stuff can customize anything that they want, you know. As I've said to you, I've got these survival packs, right?
Yes.
The survival pack's got a big poncho that keeps in the heat really good. They come with a pair of shades, right? In case it's bright,
but you call them something different there, right?
Sunnies.
Right.
It comes with. Wait, this one. Oh, here it is. This is a wristband that's got para rope on it.
Right.
And paracord, and it's got a compass, right, and a whistle. This is because it's a survival pack, right? So you've got that in. This is so you can in a bum bag, so you can just pick it up and walk away. And then it's got these backpacks as well in them that I do. So I could put anyone's name on any of these backpacks. I've got about 120 with multiple different colors. This one's so you got a something to it's camouflage, right? Put the name on the front. All this with a flint. The flints are on their way, and then when the flint comes, I'll put in this one. I'll put some for everyone. Like these are $50, right? And they come with also a little bit of fishing line and a hook and a sinker. So and a flint. But however, if the flint doesn't work and gets wet, you've got the sunglasses there if the sun's around to be able to start a fire also. So, but however, don't wear the sunglasses when you're trying to hide because they're going to be too bright. You need to hide them. But all that in a bum bag. And I do shirts, right? And pink for the ladies. It's got my logo on this one. So every single one of them gets a Black Sheep Clothing Australia tramp stamp. And it's like the logo is down the bottom on the bum.
Nice.
I do smaller flags. So And then I'll do little things. Like, so I've given Honda Rice heaps of stickers. And I mean, like, people will get surprised when I send this to them, because they're going to just have, like, handfuls of stickers and shit. Like.
Right. Nice.
And this is a Honda Rice special. Honda Rice, because Honda Rice is the first one to buy it, and it made me think of it. It's a $250 pack, and that's including postage or delivery or whatever you want to call it, shipping. And it'll come in one of these bags, which is reusable and very fucking strong, right? And it'll have two jumpers, two shirts. It'll have two flags. It'll have two coasters. It'll have two stubby coolers. It'll have multiple stickers. It'll have magnets. It'll have the shirts won't come with it. They're a gift to Honda Rice. It'll come with hoodies. So one with the hood, we call them. You put the hood on the jumper.
Yep.
No zipper or anything. And it comes with, so two of them, a heap of stickers, flags, two medium flags, two smaller flags. It comes all customized, fridge magnets, whatever you want. You know, like I've got a lot of, I've also got keychains. All this is sublimation, so all customizable. However, everything's going to have my BSCA logo on it too.
Right. And how can folks get that?
Well, we've got a messaging service if they don't have Telegram and stuff on here.
Right.
And they can message me and then send the money through here.
Oh, right on FTJ?
Yeah, that's one of the ways. Yeah, definitely. Oh, good. It's the easiest way, actually. To be honest, right now, unless they got PayPal as well, it's the easiest way. And in all honesty, I don't want PayPal. It's too much. If you came through here, I lose like a dollar, I think it was $1.86 through $1.40, $1.60 through Wise out of the money. And you take 5% or something, don't you?
No, we don't take anything.
Well, there you go. Even better.
Yeah, they take 3%. So, the processor takes 3%.
Yeah, so out of $300 that I got yesterday, they took, I got $299.80.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Can't beat that. Yeah.
That's great.
Huh. Yeah, awesome.
And it was instant. As soon as I figured out that I fucked up and now I know what I'm doing, as soon as you tell me the money's in, I press a button and it sends it straight to me. It's like that.
Nice. Nice. So, Phil, can we have you back next week after court?
Yeah, for sure. What do you want to do Friday?
Thursday,
your time.
Whenever you want.
So if we do Friday. Yeah, if we do Friday next week, it'll be the day after my court here, but it's Thursday there.
So let's do Friday. Is that that's the 20th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For me.
20th.
Not,
awesome. For
not
you.
For you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Well, it kind of is. Anytime, Phil. Just let me know. Message me. And thank you for coming.
Same time. Sound good?
Yes. Awesome. Yeah. It's a good time. Good time for you, right?
No, thank you. And
thank you, buddy. Great to see you.
All right.
And what was that?
Thank you.
What was that saying you remember? You said.
Which one?
I don't remember. You told me about
it. I say lots of sayings. Everybody loves the Australian stuff, so I'm just like, oh, how you going, cunt? Later, cunt. time to hit the frog and toad, you bastard.
There you go. All right, man. Great seeing you, Phil. All right, mate. Thank you for coming on, and thank you all for joining us and in the chat. And check out Phil's channel. I put it in the chat. All you got to do is go to ftjmedia.com and just scroll down, and there's all these channels, and Phil's channel is there. It's the newest one, so it'll be a little lowered, but just zip it down and you'll see it there. He's got all his songs, and you could, donate to him, send him some shekels to help out. But I'm really curious about what's going to happen on the 19th, and we'll have Phil back with an update, and we'll do these if that's okay, Phil. We'll do these regular updates. All right.
Yeah. Well, this court matter's going on, I think that would be a great idea, because I'm not getting, in all honesty, I'm not getting the amount of, like, I'm not no one's pushing it enough. I see everyone pushing National Socialist Network, Tom Sulwell and all that, but why wouldn't you push mine more? I'm actually charged. So Tom Sulwell got charged with intimidating a cop, and that's one of my three charges. And then also Jacob's being charged with saluting, which is two of my charges. So I've actually got both their charges in one, and then also being raided on top, and also being, like, I think my story needs to be shared a lot more than what it is, because I'm fighting it a totally different way to what the way they're fighting it. And once I finish, I'm going to win, and I don't know where they're going to stand because they've already been found guilty. I'm not going to get found guilty.
Good, man. Well, let's do the update next week, and any way we can help you, you know we will.
Oh, thank you.
Love you, buddy.
All right. Love you, mate. Have a good night.
You too.
No homo. Everyone too. Have a good
Never
night.
Never homo. You don't have to say that, right?
I do anyway.
Yeah.
You will do. All right.
All right.
Have a good night.
Okay, buddy. You too. Good night, everyone.